This is KUT. The Austin School Board bid farewell to former school board trustee Gina Hinojosa last night. Hinojosa was elected to the Texas House of Representatives. KUT's Kate McGee reports.
The start of the meeting was bittersweet as Hinojosa said goodbye to other board members. She encouraged the board to continue to advocate for students across the city.
My hope for this board is that you recognize and use your privilege and authority to continue to grapple with the hard stuff, the policies that will work to create a more just, vibrant, and thriving community, policies that will give opportunities to our students to become leaders, not just workers.
And the board welcomed Trustee Cindy Anderson to replace her in the District 8 at-large position. Anderson says she hopes she can live up to her predecessor.
I hope that I can do her justice in serving all students in NAISD and ensuring that every single child has the opportunity to have the same phenomenal education that my children have experienced in this district.
Anderson served on a variety of district boards and committees over the last decade, including the Austin Council of PTAs. With the new member in place, the board started its other work for the night, including elections for board officers, president, vice president, and secretary. Leading up to those votes, there had been some push to get the board to elect Board Vice President Paul Saldana as president. Last week, UT Austin Professor Angela Valenzuela sent an email to various members of the Latino community urging them to support Saldana. In the end, just two people showed up during public comment to support Saldana. During public comment, Valenzuela says the board needs a leader who will prioritize dual language programs.
And these concerns are not going to go away. They've grown into social movements nationwide. And I think it really is good medicine for the board to bite the bullet and address these things now rather than later.
Board President Kendall Pace took to Facebook this week to defend her stance on dual language programming. Pace has said she wants to better monitor how well dual language programs are working, a comment some in the AISD community took as Pace questioning the need for dual language, a sentiment Pace denies. After 2 hours of closed-door deliberations, Pace was unanimously re-elected board president by her fellow trustees. Trustee Yasmin Wagner says the board decided to stay the course.
With a lot of the large decisions that we're facing in the not-so-distant future, stability as a board is important. We've started some really great work in terms of establishing a very clear focus and process for how we wish to do our work. And we've had a board officers group that has been working very well together, and we wish to see that continue at this point in time.
Paul Saldana remained board vice president, and Julie Cowan remained board secretary. Kate McGee, KUT News.